Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. September 11th of each year is officially known as Patriot Day. Now, St. Martin of the Tourist Parish at St. Joseph's Church in North Canaan, Connecticut, has their National Day of Remembrance where they devote 24 hours to honoring the memory with no speeches, nothing for sale, no crowds, just a quiet place to visit on September 11th. It's for the men, women, and children who were murdered. All 2,976 for the police, fire, and EMS personnel who responded to the call that morning. A day over 400 died. For the sons, daughters, wives, husbands, fathers, mothers, grandmothers, grandfathers, cousins, aunts, uncles, friends, neighbors, and co-workers who survived them. For the rescue and recovery personnel. For the soldiers who, as the dust settled in New York City, D.C., and Pennsylvania, walked into harm's way. Now over 6,969 soldiers have died since that day. The schedule at the church, it'll be open for 24 hours. All people of good faith are invited to come, reflect, and pray peacefully at any time, beginning at 12:01 a.m. and wrapping up at 12 midnight. Once again, St. Martin of the Tourist Parish at St. Joseph's Church in North Canaan, Connecticut. And a couple of stories in the Republican American. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen voted to authorize WMC Engineering to make a preliminary application to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for financing the construction of a wastewater treatment plant at West Cornwall. During a meeting of the board last week, the first selectman said, because the process is a long one, it's best to start early, emphasizing there'd be no penalty if the town eventually votes not to go through with the project. Ruth Epstein reports in Falls Village, a social studies teacher will be paid for the week she'll be spending this October in the Galapagos Islands after she was chosen to take part in that adventure by the National Geographic Society. After discussion, the Lee H. Kellogg Board of Education approved a professional development leave for social studies teacher Amy Lake, who the National Geographic Society invited to participate in a teacher fellowship program to the Galapagos Islands. The opportunity will take her out of the classroom for 7 days in October. 9:30, the Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting at the Central Office Conference Room. Also, Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. The Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission holds a public hearing on the proposed amendment to Article 3, addition of farm stands. By the way, copies of the proposal are available at Town Hall and at the town's website. The North Canaan Board of Finance has their meeting at Town Hall at 7:30. On Thursday, in Sharon, Connecticut, the Sewer and Water Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Kent, on Thursday, Planning and Zoning Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. And North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education is back to school with their first meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. The Northwest Connecticut Arts Council is partnering with Norfolk Foundation for the Arts for an Arts Night Out. The creative networking event will be held at Norfolk Hub, Two Station Place in Norfolk. That comes up on Thursday at 5 p.m. Arts Night Out is a free networking opportunity for the creative community in the Litchfield Hills. More information at 860-618-0075 or info at artsnwct.org. An open house at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School will be held on Thursday at 6:30 in the Henry Burgess Auditorium. American Red Cross has a blood drive at Noble Horizons in the community room Friday, 1 until 6 p.m., 1-800-773-2767 to register or redcrossblood.org. Part of a doubleheader, Douglas Talmay presentation, A Guide to Restoring the Little Things That Run the World, on Friday at 8:30 at the Litchfield Community Center, put on by Sharon Audubon. And then on Saturday, Sharon Audubon, right here in Sharon, has their Butterfly Festival. For questions and information, 860-364-0520. Noble Horizons Auxiliary holding its semi-annual book and tag sale on Friday and Saturday, 9 until 2 at Noble Horizons, Cobble Road in Salisbury. Admission is free on both days, but early birds can get in and pay $10 from 8 to 9 a.m. on Friday only. The Chad Malarchik Memorial Golf Tournament being held this Saturday at the Undermountain Golf Course. The event is hosted by the Undermountain Golf Course. To see if there's any more room for you to play or join in, you can contact Trish at service@undermountaingolf.com. Salisbury Bank is continuing its initiative to fight against identity theft while building community goodwill. They're sponsoring a free shred event and food drive that is coming up. this weekend at the Sharon Branch. It is on Saturday from 9 until noon. In Cornwall on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Cornwall Agricultural Fair. And at 5 o'clock, there's an artist reception for Larry Master at the Cornwall Library. The Pine Plains Garden Club, sponsoring four seasons of gardening, presented by Dutchess County Cornell Cooperative Extension Master Gardener Philomena Kiernan on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Pine Plains Community Room. Music and More is a unique multi-art series presented in New Marlborough's historic meeting house in the Village Green. Each event is followed by a reception at the Meeting House Gallery. The next event will be coming up on Saturday, September 14th at 4:30, Emmanuel Sison on harp. $25 and $20 for members 18 and under will be free. A reception follows in the Meeting House Art Gallery. Historian Van Atta speaks on New York reform and the westward expansion of slavery, 1819 to 1851, at the Rojan Library on Saturday at 5 p.m. More information, rojanlibrary.org, and on Facebook. September 14th, John Strom of the Rojan Historical Society will give a lecture, Boston Corner and the Oblong, How Two-State Boundary Land Exchanges Created Heavens for Lawlessness. This talk will be followed by refreshments. Oblong Books will have a table selling maps on books on the Oblong. The event will take place from 5 until 7 p.m., and this will be happening at the Millerton Library Annex on Century Boulevard. The Old School Band and Will Brown performing on Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Millerton United Methodist Church, a mix of folk and rock music, $15 per adult. Children under 12 are free when accompanied by adults. All proceeds go towards the church's restoration effort. Coming up this weekend, Wild and Beautiful Creatures, the Life and Work of J.J. Audubon on Sunday at the Sharon Home of Alexandria and Frederick Peters. For more information, Audubon at SharonHist.org. Salisbury Republican Town Committee and its candidates for local office, in a salute to Salisbury's finest people, schools, and volunteer organizations, invite you to join them from 1 until 3 o'clock on Sunday for a corn roast at the Grove in Lakeville. No admission. In case of rain, they'll be inside at the Grove. You're invited to bring the whole family and join them for an afternoon of corn, ice cream, beverages, music by the Salisbury Band, candidate viewing, and salutes to Salisbury's finest organizations. Hotchkiss Library of Sharon presents Get Organized, a three-part series with professional organizer Jan Baltrush, three Sundays at 4 p.m. The first one will be this Sunday, the 15th, focusing on the basics, how to get and stay organized. On October 6th, learn all about downsizing. On November 17th, let's enjoy the holiday season. All sessions at the library on the green in Sharon. Pre-registration is required, 860-364-5041. The John F. Foley Lone Oak Challenge Annual Golf Tournament will be held on Monday, September 16th, at the Egremont Country Club. There is no registration deadline. Organizers recommend registering early. If you want more information, you can contact 860-601-3130. Sharon Hospital Lunch and Learn Wellness Series returns to the Sharon Hospital with the luncheons in the board conference room number 2. Back to school injury prevention from noon to 1:30 on Monday the 16th in conference room 2. More information is available at 845-554-1734 or healthquest.org/wellness. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 26,909.43, the NASDAQ at 8,084.15, and the S&P 500 2979.39. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.